Speaking after the summit with African leaders, Russian President Vladimir Putin acknowledged that Moscow's termination of the grain deal earlier this month caused a rise in grain prices that benefits Russian companies. But he added that Moscow would share some of those revenues with the poorest nations. With no details, that commitment follows Putin's promise to start shipping some grain for free to African nations. President Putin says we will be prepared to provide Burkina Faso, Zimbabwe, Mali, Somalia, the Central African Republic, and Eritrea with 25,000 to 50,000 tons of grain free of charge in the next 3 or 4 months. We will also provide free delivery of these products to consumers. But that amount was dwarfed by the 725,000 tons shipped by the United Nations World Food Programme to several hungry countries. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed concern about global food security.
The Russian Federation and Ukraine are both essential to global food security. They have historically accounted for roughly 30% of global wheat and barley exports, a fifth of all maize, and more than half of all sunflower oil. For my part, I remain committed to facilitating the unimpeded access to global markets for food products and fertilizers from both Ukraine and the Russian Federation, and to deliver the food security that every person deserves. I call on the Russian Federation to return to the implementation of the Black Sea Initiative in line with my latest proposal.
The presidents of Egypt and South Africa were among the most outspoken African leaders attending the summit on the need to resume the grain deal. Fewer than 20 of Africa's 54 heads of state or government were at the Russia summit in the Russian city of St. Petersburg, while 43 attended the previous gathering in 2019. It comes amid broader concern over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, even as Moscow seeks more allies on the African continent of 1.3 billion people. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.